time here, Colin. This is
these elderly guys, you know, need some sleep.
I hope he's got his hearing aid in so he can hear the ring.
Yeah, but I'm getting ready, Tim, in 2 weeks. Tomorrow is my birthday. So
happy birthday.
Zoe's like, what do you want for your birthday? I said, I want to go to the factory. And so we're in 2 weeks. I'm taking Thursday and Friday leave. Now that I've got some leave, you know, I got 4 days on the books, I guess. I can actually take some vacation.
No problem.
And I'm going to, we're going to head out of here on Wednesday afternoon after work, drive to Morgantown, West Virginia, and then Thursday get up, drive the rest of the way to Jackson Center, Ohio, and I guess the tour is at 2 o'clock, I think, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and get there by Thursday for the tour, do the tour.
Yeah.
I've been told to leave my wallet in the truck.
But slip the credit card in your front pocket. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I hear they dump you from the tour right in the store. So I'm I gotta be careful there.
Yeah,
and then from there we're going up to I think Thursday night we'll stay at the Terraport. So hopefully, if we do the show in 2 weeks,
yeah,
and I'll be coming to you live from the factory if all works out. And
that'd be awesome.
We're going from there up to Milan, Michigan to meet up with Dave and Rhonda, who we met at the East Coast Back Rally. They came all the way out here to Virginia for the Back Rally. I told Dave, I said, we can come out there for your Detroit Metro rally. So we're going to rally with them on Friday and Saturday and come back to Virginia on Sunday. So I'm taking the Sovereign of the Road out for another trip. I can get some more water decals on the door.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I only got one. Well, it was a long trip, though. It was 2 weeks. I only got one trip in this summer. Kids on year-round school and goes back already on Monday. Makes it rough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't start until after Labor Day.
Oh, yeah? That's good. That's,
yeah.
That's better. That's better.
Yep. Yep. We get off from late June to Labor Day, so it's pretty nice. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's about, I think I've measured 1,300 miles, and it'll be a good trip.
Yeah, I went back and checked mine. I know I said it was over 2,000. Actually, my trip was 3,100 miles. Ooh, but it didn't seem too bad. You know, it wasn't bad at all. Kids did really good with that DVD player. It worked out good.
So 310 gallons of gas and
yeah.
I know.
It was just over $1,000 in gas, which was better than I thought it'd be. Not too bad. We got an email here from David. He says, finally finished all the back episodes, back to the 20s, looking to download or buy the rest. That's that problem we talked about earlier. I've spread some aluminitis to Japan. My friend Doug and his girlfriend are getting hooked. Your pods really help me get through the day. I have a confession, however. I am another architect gutting and mucking up a vintage classic. If it's any consolation, it's because the previous owner caught my trailer on fire soldering some new pipes. Ooh.
That's hey, Tim, you can relate to that.
Yeah. I burned up the floor insulation, didn't I? At least with the pipes, I went back with plastic PEX, right?
Right.
So he says, I'll stay true to the vintage look on the outside. But he says he's going to, you know, do all the cool stuff like we do. So let's see, what does he say here? Are architect newbies the enemy of your vintage movement? Yes and no. Sorry and thanks. Well, no, I mean, we always say do whatever you want with your trailer, right? Make it yours. Make it your own, David.
To each his own. That's right.
That's right.
I actually said that tonight. And when I gave the tour, he's like, oh, you obviously like to keep it all original and, you know, pretty. It appears that you're a fanatic about it. He goes, what about if we don't want to do that on our flying cloud? I'm like, the trailer's yours. Have fun.
That's right.
Do what you want.
Do what you want to do. That's what you got to do. I mean, it's going to be your home, you know?
Yep.
It really is.
Remember, I think it was maybe the last show I was telling about that where I parked.